From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a deadly attack in Afghanistan. Three people were killed Sunday when a car bomb exploded near a European Union convoy traveling close to Kabul's international airport. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the suicide attack. A British security contractor and two women bystanders are dead. Dozens of people were wounded. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in South Korea to discuss global, regional, and bilateral issues with President Park Geun-hye and Foreign Minister Yoon Byung-se. North Korea's nuclear program will be included in the talks. Earlier Sunday in Beijing, Kerry met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. A senior State Department official said they discussed a shared commitment to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and agreed on the importance of maintaining pressure on North Korea. Iraqi security forces fled the provincial capital of Ramadi on Sunday, giving Islamic State militants their largest victory. Earlier in the day, Iraq's prime minister implored troops not to abandon their posts and rallied militias to retake the city. Meanwhile, Syrian troops have reportedly pushed IS fighters back from the city of Palmyra.
On est donc très, très préoccupé par...
Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza has made his first public appearance since a coup attempt last week. At a news conference Sunday at the presidential palace in the capital Bujumbura, the president did not mention the failed coup plot or the protests over his bid for a third term in office. He described talks with the presidents of nearby countries on the threats from Somalia's al-Shabaab militants. This is VOA News. That was the sound as Macedonians rallied in the capital Skopje on Sunday with more than 20,000 protesters calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Nikola Gruevski. Pressure on the leader has been building since a wiretapping scandal broke earlier this year, prompting questions about how tightly the government has controlled the media, judges, and elections. The opposition leader in the country is vowing that the demonstrations will continue until the prime minister steps down. Ukraine says three of its soldiers were killed and 17 wounded in fighting with pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. Meanwhile, U.S. Assistant Secretary for European and Eurasian Affairs, Victoria Nuland, is in Moscow for meetings with Russian officials. She is trying to get the parties to implement the faltering ceasefire in the region. Yemeni political leaders met Sunday in the Saudi capital Riyadh to discuss a negotiated settlement to the ongoing conflict. No representative of the Houthi rebel group attended. Edward Uranian has more.
The conference opened in Riyadh with a traditional Yemeni folk dance as 400 top political leaders met to discuss the political crisis and military conflict raging in Yemen. The Houthi rebel group stayed away and demanded talks be held in a neutral country. Internationally recognized Yemeni President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi said the Yemeni people await stability, which can only come if the country's legitimate government and its institutions are restored and the Houthi rebels are disarmed. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The United States says it is deeply concerned about the death sentences handed down to former President Mohamed Morsi and more than 100 other defendants for a 2011 mass prison break. A U.S. State Department official said the trials and sentences were conducted in a manner inconsistent with Egypt's international obligations and the rule of law. Egypt, meanwhile, has hanged six men who were convicted of killing soldiers in 2014. The men who were hanged Sunday in a Cairo jail were reported to be members of a Sinai-based militant group with ties to the Islamic State. Malaysia launched new talks with its neighbors Sunday to try to resolve the deepening crisis concerning refugees stranded at sea on boats that no nation appears willing to let come ashore. Malaysian Foreign Minister Anifa Aman met with his counterpart from Bangladesh and is planning meetings with Indonesian and Thai foreign ministers on Wednesday. Thousands of those at sea are ethnic Rohingya fleeing oppression in Myanmar, also known as Burma. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.